谢谢主席先生。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just now, the U.S. colleague regarding the lack of possibility of determining whether an placement of weapons are made in the outer space made some comments. They said it is impossible to determine whether a country has already placed weapons in outer space. My understanding is that he referred to the issue of verification. China understands their concerns. Regarding verification, in reality, the U.S. Has mentioned the verification issues in outer space a long time ago. Please allow me to read something in English now.
Thank you. In 1960s, President Eisenhower, when he addressed to the General Assembly on 22nd September 1960, and in his address, he said, quote, "We agree, subject to appropriate verification, that no nation will put into orbit or station in outer space weapons of mass destruction." He also said that all launchings of spacecraft should be verified in advance by the United Nations. It means that, you know, in 1960s, the US leader was considering the verification issue. However, after 7 years, the international community agreed on the space treaty in 1967. The fact is that, except the requirements of verification, the U.S. underlying principles were all incorporated in the treaty. What I mean is that verification clause is not necessarily included in the treaty. From the history, we can see that in the space treaty was concluded without verification clause.
Now I continue in Chinese. Yes, in Chinese.
What I meant to say was that verification clause is not entirely indispensable. The Outer Space Treaty does not contain a verification clause. Neither does the BWC. Therefore, I would like to suggest that the US delegate could think again on the issue of verification. Maybe with the progress of the technologies, we might reach the state where we could verify. However, even without a verification clause, we can still conclude a treaty. The OST was concluded in this way in 1967. President Eisenhower mentioned this clause, but eventually the US was still agreed with the lack of verification clause in the treaty. This is my understanding of the clause of verification. I would also like to touch upon BWT. I'm sorry, PPWT. Some colleagues have voiced their support to PPWT. What I want to stress is that the PPWT does not only belong to China or Russia, because some countries, when they hear the name of PPWT, they would label it as a proposal from China or Russia, or belongs to China or Russia. In reality, the draft belongs to the entire international community, as it is the only draft treaty on the table. We do hope that everybody can treat this draft treaty with an objective attitude. Should you have any questions, we are very much willing to discuss with you or dialogue with you. Finally, there is a technical issue. Just now, when I took the floor on IHL, my colleague reminded me that maybe there's one sentence that was not fully interpreted accurately. Therefore, I would like to stress once again on this sentence. The sentence should be, China is not in any way against the humanitarian spirit. China is also keeping friendly discussions with ICRC and ICRC's colleagues. Thank you very much, Mr. President.